Around the 2-minute mark of their promotional video, Exit Glacier Guides founder Brendan Ryan can be seen walking effortlessly from dry land onto a vast expanse of ice.
We stepped out onto the glacier and instantly we knew that this was something that people would never be able to see again and probably had never seen before.
That video was filmed in 2008, and Ryan says in the years since, Exit Glacier has become much more complicated to access.
Rather than it being a gentle step up, it's literally a sheer wall of ice because it's melted so far back from the sides of the cliffs where it used to be butted up against.
These days, Ryan says they often have to cut stairs into the ice to get up onto the glacier, and those stairs usually melt away by the next day. They've also had to lengthen their tour times and implement a number of safety measures.
The difference from the glacier over the past decade is mind-boggling. It's a completely different topography out there than it was, even really 6 years ago.
In January, a study published in the journal Science found that glaciers around the world are melting faster than anticipated, and at the current rate of global warming, 2/3 could disappear this century. That would have drastic consequences for sea level rise and for the billions of people who rely on that runoff for everything from drinking water to irrigation. In Alaska, the impacts are not as dire, but they're happening now.
I like to say that in Alaska, the glaciers are not ornaments on the mountains. To a large extent, they are the mountains.
National Park Service glaciologist Mike Loso says that glaciers are an iconic part of the state and are an integral part of many Alaskans' lives.
Many, many people in Alaska have had the experience of walking on glaciers, skiing on glaciers, snow machining on glaciers. They're a regular part of our lives in a lot of ways, at least for many of us. And that's changing. And it's going to change even more. Our landscape as we know it is really being changed wholesale.
Because they're so large, most of Alaska's glaciers won't go extinct anytime soon, he says. They'll just shrink out of the views we've become accustomed to. Loso says that many of our tourism patterns are oriented around where glaciers are now. Exit Glacier and the Kenai Fjords are popular because they're easy to get to from the road system.
And so they're hot spots for tourism, and we have businesses and communities that have developed around those hot spots. And some of those hot spots are not going to be any good for viewing glaciers in 100 years or even in 50.
Just how fast and how far the glaciers will retreat is unclear, because the degree of change depends on how much more we heat the planet. Loso says this new study illustrates that we can substantially reduce the amount of glacial loss if we reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The glaciers of the future are going to be responsive to the choices we as a society make. And so though some additional loss of glacier mass is inevitable, the magnitude of that loss is in our hands.
Loso says the National Park Service is now partnering with the authors of the January study to focus research more closely on the specifics of Alaska glaciers. In the meantime, tourists will continue flocking to hotspot communities like Seward, where the harbor comes alive every summer with tens of thousands of people eager to see the glaciers and wildlife of Kenai Fjords National Park. Kirsten McNeil is the marketing manager for Major Marine Tours. She says the company hasn't started planning for a future without tidewater glaciers, but viewing them is a vital part of their business.
We would have to change our entire operation as far as where we go, the routes we take, what we're telling passengers we see. You know, I believe it would happen gradually over time, but it would definitely make us change our operations and what we're promising that passengers will see.
For businesses like Exit Glacier Guides and founder Brendan Ryan, though, the timeline is much shorter.
Eventually, it'll mean that we don't run our operations at all at Exit Glacier. And each year, we think that's an inevitability within the next couple of years.
Ryan says his mindset at this point is to not look too far into the future. He's just trying to eke out one more season. In Anchorage, I'm Michael Finelli.